Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome, folks, to this Friday edition of the Hagman Report. It is Friday. It's the first day of July, 2022. Eric Tech, you ready for July 4th, Independence Day holiday coming up? You ready?
Sure.
You ready for the weekend? Yeah? Okay. That's good. Well, for those intending on having a barbecue at home, the July 4th cookout, the Farm Bureau estimates July 4th food basket costs 17% more in 2022 than in 2021. $69.68. That's what it's estimated to cost versus, that's up 17% compared to 2021. And supposedly this is for 10 people. Okay. I don't know. I'm not sure we can do that for 10 people for under $70, but that's the estimate from the Farm Bureau, which they tied to the CPI, the Consumer Price Index. Yeah, okay. All right. Another little bit of information. You know, this is the, again, having been in Washington, I had to like take numerous showers in order to get the soul-sucking stench of the that place off of me. AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the bartender, right? Things you can't make up. She says it's the responsibility of the executive branch and legislative branch to put the Supreme Court in check. Okay, do we need a civics lesson here? Apparently we do. Now, she was on the late night program where she said that. She said it's the response, and I quote, the responsibility of the president and the Congress to put the Supreme Court in check. Wait a second. That's not how it works, and you know that. But people are buying this. And this is, if I can, boy, I'm telling you, it was just a bizarro week. You can watch this. There's a video there. My IQ level, it can't sustain the attack. But I'm just telling you right now, things are not right in D.C. And the closer you get to D.C., boy, you can tell. You can tell. And then once you're in D.C., things are not right. And, you know, when they board up the National Press Club, you know things are bad, right? You know things are bad when you look around and you see nothing but zombified people walking the streets. And I did a report, 20-minute report. When was it? Yesterday, I guess it was. Yes, yesterday. If you go to HagmanReport.com, you can check it out, or Rumble or Brighteon, check it out. The bottom line, back from D.C. special report, and that kind of tells you what to expect. And I want to kind of repeat some of the things in case you haven't seen it or don't want to spend your time looking at it or can't or whatever. My thoughts while there, and I spoke to a number of people there, but I can't understate the description of what I saw and what I experienced. I just can't do that. It's a zombie-like apocalypse. You got people walking around by themselves in masks. You've got people wearing... these do not appear to be, and I don't know. I didn't ask immunocompromised people, but wearing gloves, in 85-degree weather, the plastic gloves and face mask and such. And just some of the things I saw. Okay, again, defies any kind of explanation. But when I was there and I was watching the segments, I wasn't present. Let me clarify that. I wasn't watching personally. I was watching from a monitor, the J6 committee, January 6th illicit unselect committee, talking about what happened on January 6th. And the entire Capitol seemed to be just abuzz about Cassidy Hutchison, her testimony about when Donald Trump supposedly grabbed the steering wheel, apparently with one hand and the other hand choking, or attempting to choke a Secret Service agent. Now, I've done that. No, I haven't. I'm kidding. But what I watched in real time, in real space, was the media taking that story and shoving it down the throats of everyone there. Even more disturbing than that, people were sucking this up without using any cognitive or reasonable, any cognitive reason whatsoever. Okay, because number one, that vehicle is not set up that way where you can't reach over and grab a steering wheel unless you're riding shotgun. And I guarantee it, President Trump was not riding shotgun. And certainly you can't do it from the back for reasons I'm not going to get into. And certainly you're not going to grab a Secret Service agent by the throat. I might. He might have. And hey, maybe, I don't know, kudos, depending on who that might have been. But okay. But the entire testimony for that January 6th hearing, because I told my wife about this. She said, no. How can they let this go? This was all based on hearsay. This was a woman testifying to what she heard, not saw. She wasn't present there. And of course, how many witnesses in a hearing get a hug from the inquisitor before providing testimony? But yet what I saw was this mesmerized populace there. And I'm thinking, we are dead. We're cooked. If people are buying this and people are, we are cooked. You know, so while I was there, I spoke with a number of people. I had the occasion to talk with someone who knows everything that went on that day. And he laughed at the testimony, but nearly cried about the unquestioned response and embracement of this fantasy. But the mind-numb zombies, including members of the media, and especially members of the media, and embraced her fantasy as their own. Later that night, well, I don't even know what day that, Tuesday night maybe, I don't know, watching the video or watching the news reports, MSNBC, CNBC, ABC, NBC, and then the next day, local channels going over it. And then national, it was like, I can't believe what I'm hearing. Because the story is utterly false, fake, not true, hearsay, in my opinion. I have to say that. Otherwise, it might cost me, you know, big money, right? Because the process is the punishment. But look, folks, America has been infiltrated by these communist ideologues that were really refined, and brought into play after Korea, really. And I opened the show yesterday with this with Steve, and I did talk about this, but you really got to understand how bad this is right now. The far-left ideologues are blinded with hatred of all things American, of all things that made America great, of all things that are good, moral, upstanding. They hate that. They want to push their perversity down our throats, and they're doing just that. They're bringing war to your doorstep, and this war that they're bringing to our doorstep, to yours and mine, is twofold. We've got a domestic situation that's brewing that has, you've got actually got a twofold domestic situation brewing. You've got this pre-revolution take our country back from these communists, but you also have this divide among the population. And you may say, well, you know, things are working well, and you know, creature comforts are going to stop or delay or mitigate any kind of not mitigate but stop any kind of action by the people. I'm going to tell you something, okay? This country is severely broken. And you know who broke this country? People like Fauci, people like Burks, people like, in my view, Jake Sullivan, and people like the Mitch McConnell even, and all of the 535 numbnuts sitting up there on Capitol Hill, every single friggin' one of them. I don't care if it's Rand Paul. You know, Rand Paul talks a good game. He does. God bless him. As far as I know, Fauci is still sucking air, walking around and calling the shots. Why is that? And hey, what about the hard drives? I talked about that in that 20 minute update. There's evidence of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden that are talking to Hunter Biden about the communist Chinese deals. I've got the copy of the hard drive. But you know what? Congress, look, Biden denied knowing anything about Hunter Biden's business whatsoever, but yet on the hard drive, there are messages from Biden asking about the deals. So he's lying. And then you've got a weaponized Department of Justice that are coming after you and me. Believe me, the January 6th committee, for people can laugh and say, oh, you know, that's just, oh my goodness, that's just, no one believes that. Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. And to make matters worse, the media pushes people to believe this. There's a lot, no critical thinking skills whatsoever. People don't, it's beyond any kind of comprehension. Relating the story, first of all, you can't object in this hearing because it's not even people say, well, it's not a court of law. Yeah, I know. It's a kangaroo court. It's a clown world kind of event that is creating a narrative to destroy not just Donald Trump. Well, they want to destroy him and keep him from running for, assuming office or running for 2024. But it's deeper than that. It's much deeper. It goes way deeper than that. That's to take this country down, to change history. People, we're talking about changing the future, but change history. They're going to change history. They're doing it now through lies and manipulation. Everyone in the media should be ashamed of themselves. Every single one. I'm to the point where I don't want to hear from pretty much anybody. Tucker Carlson's been hit, you know, batting 1,000. So these days, okay, these days. Those, look, the communist left who have infiltrated our country, they're using every tool, every tactic, every emotional frailty of an already fractured populace to destroy each and every one of us. That's you and me. Those who they cannot change through behavior modification, and by that I mean, well, we're going to control you on social media. We're not going to let you post. We're going to put you in a timeout. And people fall for this crap. Get off of social media. Let them wallow in their own sewage. Wallow in their own sewage. So those that they cannot change through behavior modification, using like the carrot and stick approach, they're going to imprison or worse. And you think the imprisonments, you think the arrests from January 6th are over with? A year, 6 months ago? You're wrong. You're wrong. 100%. They're coming after us. Do you understand that? And they're also going to starve us. They're doing that now to some extent, or at least preparing to do that now, taking away or impacting our supply chain. Talking about making us eat bugs. And there's on the World Economic Forum, there's like a 10-minute clip of this chef talking, just extolling the virtues of protein in crickets and other insects. Meanwhile, they'll be eating the filet mignon and you know, the ribeyes and stuff while you and I eat insects. That's not going to happen. And as I mentioned before, the left is inviting you to this horrific destruction. And I said this in that clip, and I'll say it again. Men must either be rogues or idiots not to see it. Quoting, citing, paraphrasing Thomas Paine. He writes, I dwell not upon the vapors of imagination. I bring reason to your ears and in language as plain as A, B, and C. Hold up the truth to your eyes. The heart that feels now is dead, or the heart that feels not now is dead. Let me say that one more time. The heart that feels not now is dead. The blood of his children will curse his cowardice, who shrinks back at a time when little might have saved the whole and made them happy. So, what words of Thomas Paine, December 1776. I love the man that can smile in trouble, that can gather strength from distress, and grow bravely by reflection. And that should be all of us men. And some women too. I mean, who choose to. It is the business of small minds to shrink. But he whose heart is firm and whose conscience approves his conduct will pursue his principles until death. That is absolutely right. And as I mentioned too, as I left Washington D.C., I had to lay someone to rest at Arlington, and I looked at it. Out of all of the graves, I mean, it's just an amazing. First of all, it's a reverent place. Tombstones as far as the eye can see, rolling hills of graves of men who died before us. I have family buried there. I've got friends buried there. I'm sure many of you have as well. Thomas Paine talks about offensive war, but we are in a defensive posture right now, aren't we? We're in a defensive war right now. Writes Thomas Paine, he's not a big fan of offensive war. He thinks it's murder. But if a thief breaks into my house, burns and destroys my property, and kills or threatens to kill me or those that are in it, and to, quote, bind me in all cases to his absolute will, am I to suffer it? End quote. And that's what you have to ask yourself. Am I to suffer it? Am I to experience that? Am I to allow my family to experience that? So I say to everyone, because now it's time to put your money where your mouth is, or put your, maybe put your AR-15 where your mouth is. And I say that not as a provocation, but as a defensive posturing type of situation. When Thomas Paine wrote, and I'll read this, what signifies it to me, whether he who does it is a king. Now we're talking about binding people to their will. Whether he who does it is a king or a common man, my countrymen or not my countrymen, whether it be done by an individual, a villain, or an army of them. If we reason to the root of things, we shall find no difference. It doesn't matter if it's an army, or in this case, in current day, a bureaucrat like Fauci or Francis Collins from NIH or any one of the Muppets up there telling us that we've got to do something or face consequences. We've got to shut down. We've got to lock down. You've got to be locked down. You've got to be injected. You've got to social distance. You got to put plexiglass up, or we're going to shut you down or fine you or both or imprison you. You got to put these little round things on the floor. Yeah, and I know this. You might say, well, this is over. Oh, that's not over. It's never over for these people. But whether it's done by a person, bureaucrat, again, paraphrasing now, a government, or an army of people, doesn't make any difference. Neither can any just cause be assigned why we should punish in the one case and pardon in the other. Meaning, A, God-given rights not to be stepped on. Payne writes, let them call me rebel and welcome. I feel no concern from it. And man, I feel that statement right down to the marrow of my bone. But I should suffer the misery of devils were I to make a whore of my soul by swearing allegiance to one of those morons, to one whose character is that of a sottish, stupid, stubborn, worthless, brutish man. I consider likewise a horrid idea in receiving mercy from a being who at the last day shall be shrieking to the rocks and mountains to cover him and fleeing with terror from the orphan, the widow, and the slain of America. Believe me, folks. Believe me when I tell you, there is enough of us. There are enough of us. And a few of them where that will be them. And I hope to be part of that. You know, again, in the closing comments here, citing Thomas Paine, there are certain situations that can't be overstated. That language cannot be, it cannot be overdone by language. And this is one of those cases. We are at that point right now because we are forced into a civil war. We're forced into essentially a revolution against this unbridled and unfettered power. We're forced into supporting a foreign war. More on that just in a second. But there are people who don't see the full extent of the evil that threatens them. They solace themselves. They find comfort with the hopes that the enemy, if he does succeed, will be merciful. Kind of like that Red Dawn 84, the mayor there, right? It is the madness of folly to expect mercy from those who have refused to do justice, and even mercy where conquest is the object is only a trick of war. The cunning of the fox is as murderous as the violence of the wolf, and we ought to guard equally against both. And there you have that. But they're coming for us. These show trials of January 6th in this unselect, illegal, illicit, immoral committee, spewing lies, hearsay, false, fantastical tales, while we have people still rotting in jail without charge. What's it going to take us to wake up and understand and do something about that? Now this. Conservative Treehouse wrote yesterday, I believe it was, the deafening drumbeats for war. Biden sends more U.S. troops to Ukraine border. The 101st Airborne deployed 6 destroyers to the Mediterranean, F-35 squadrons to the U.K. Look, folks, anyone can see what's happening here. This is a proxy war between the bankers and the elite. And I use that term with disdain. The globalist powers to reset the chessboard. It's a proxy war between Russia and the United States. And that muppet, that maggot on your screen, that vegetable. And don't tell me he's fully, don't tell me. If people demanded Trump be subjected to competency tests, I wonder how this guy would fare. Why isn't the media calling for that for this guy, Joey Sixplugs? Because we know the answer. He ain't running squat. But what he is doing is fixing on populating that empty piece of real estate I saw at Arlington with the blood of not his sons, not his grandchildren, but yours. You okay with that? You okay with that? To cover up his misdeeds in the Ukraine, there are no good people in this fight. The virtue signaling morons out there with Ukraine flags and, oh, I'm for Ukraine. Okay, let me tell you something. You need to study. You need to do your research. And you need to find out that there are no good guys in this fight. We have, and this came out, I don't know how many people saw this. There's CIA operations over there, and of course there are. As well as covert U.S. military operations in Ukraine right now. You talk about provocation. Steve was on yesterday talking about this to some extent. Folks, we are at war. Act like it. And plan accordingly. Do we have... Okay. Notice, kind of like husband and wife, I don't even have to finish my sentence. I look at Eric Deck and it just flows right out of his mouth. All right. Talk about this and more. Austin Brower, healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. If you haven't done so already, go to healthmasters. Why? I mean, because when you're out in the public like I was, and you got people walking around that probably are carriers of more than the coronavirus, believe me, the dregs of humanity, I'm telling you, I think they're spend their life in the petri dish myself, but okay. You need to make sure your immune system's up to snuff, and we like snuff, right? Healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. And hey, there's a new coupon code for the holiday weekend, because Monday is Independence Day. It's not July 4th. And people say, oh, it's a July 4th holiday. Okay, it's July 4th. But what is it? It's Independence Day, American independence. And who do we celebrate it from? Mexico. That's right, Mexico. Oh, wait. No, that's the average numbskull with purple and pink hair walking down the street. We actually celebrate our independence from Germany. It was 1945, right? Oh, no, that's not it. See, people today, a lot of people, have no clue of history. And that's the goal of these morons. So healthmasters.com. I apologize for straying there. but that just peeves me. New coupon code is the promo code at checkout is Doug, D-O-U-G, and the number 10. It's right there on your screen. If you're watching this, there it is. If you're not watching it, why not? If you're, you're listening to it? Okay, that's okay. So it's Doug 10. And tune into the Ted and Austin Brewer Show every day, Monday through Friday, except when there's a schedule conflict. Like last week, we had, anyway, things happen. So you have to adjust Ted and Austin Brewer Show every weekday. And you can grab that. If you go to healthmasters.com on the upper right-hand side, click on the link to the radio show. And there it is. So with me, Austin Brewer, healthmasters.com. Austin, how are you, sir, today?
Doug, I'm fantastic. Pleasure to be on the show again with you today. And you're absolutely right. Independence Day is probably one of the most important American holidays that, sadly enough, majority of people have a tendency to kind of forget what it even is. Oh, we liberated ourselves from Mexico. No, that's definitely not it. I was laughing behind the scenes when I heard you saying that. And we're doing a big coupon code, big promo. I encourage people right now with everything that's going on, it's definitely that time to make sure you're maintaining your health, your mental health, your physical health, getting out there, exercising, walking if you have to at the very least, you know, getting fresh air, getting sunshine. There's no doubt about it. There's something in the works over the next couple months. You know, I was looking at research. And by the way, the Doug 10, that's 10% off all regular priced items. So you put that in the coupon code at the very end. As we're seeing a lot of this inflationary stuff happen, and we're trying to do the best we can to keep prices down, inventory in stock, shipping costs down. It's difficult, but we're managing it. We're doing it well for, you know, listeners and customers like yours, Doug, and Hagman listeners and Health Masters listeners. So we appreciate the support. And I hope that everybody has a fantastically blessed Independence Weekend. And what's interesting, Doug, you know, I was looking back over the last year of research and articles last night, just kind of going over some stuff, because I've been hearing more now of this article that's been talking about out of Japan with this B4, B5 variant, this Omicron variant they're talking about now that's much more aggressive and much more deadly, allegedly, than the original Omicron. And, you know, part of me, I always question whether or not there's any efficacy to this or if this is not just more fear porn. But one thing I did want to bring up, and I brought it up because of what Gert von Bosch talked about in February of last year in detail about how the fact that there is going to be a significant problem with people's immune systems if they continue to get these injections over and over and over and over again. You're basically going to have an immunocompromised society because you're trying to vaccinate your way out of an alleged pandemic, which he states never works. You can't do it. And when you end up with people that get natural immunity, the body and nature, for the most part, continues to beat the virus, and the younger generation is able to go in and essentially build this natural immunity. And we saw this now, well, we did see this with the younger generation that was getting natural immunity and having very little side effects, if any. And now we've gone into detail about how the FDA has approved this Pfizer injection I've been talking about for the last week and a half. And I got more information that's come out now that's very interesting, because the 190-page document that the FDA has now shared with the public about the review of the Moderna and Pfizer COVID injection for children 6 months to 4 years old is very deeply troubling. Now, if anybody has done any research on this clinical trial they did, they started out with like 4,500 children, and they slowly weaned out a huge portion of this clinical study participants all the way down to they finished with like 1,800 children. Now, you got to think about this for a second. This clinical trial that lasted less than 2 months compromised at the very end of 1,800 participants that they essentially data logged in. I think it almost came down like 1,700 at the end. They kept shaving people off, shaving these kids. As soon as a child would have a negative response, as soon as they basically wouldn't have the immune response, they drop them off the trial. I mean, they went from 4,500 to less than 1,800 in less than 2 months. I mean, you have to be hemorrhaging and shaving off participants left and right to do this. Now, what's even crazier about this, when it came down to the very end, Pfizer claimed that they had an 80% efficacy rate as far as the injection would theoretically prevent 80% of the kids from being able to be hospitalized. Now, what's interesting about this, though, is the regimen that they give them, three shots, it states that it's completely and totally on a preliminary theory basis. The 80% effective rate is total theory. They based it on the immune antibody response. So what they did was they measured the children's antibodies that were in their system every time they got the injection to meet a certain threshold. There was no research done on actual hospitalizations, actual participants getting the injection and then being hospitalized or having severe symptoms. None of that. It was based solely on the premise that antibodies were the only example of what was going to cure and fix the problem. This would be the same concept of taking a car designer and saying, hey, I want a car that'll run 350 miles an hour. And the designer goes in and says, okay, well, theoretically, I've built a drag coefficient that's so low, it's going to be like a slipstream. And I have enough horsepower and a horsepower weight ratio that will keep the vehicle going at high rates of speeds. And so on paper here, this car will run 350 miles an hour. Now, we all know in reality, that car is never going to run 350 miles an hour. When you start having heat sink from the tires, when you start having windage, when you start having air as far as humidity, all these factors are going to play a role. Not to mention, most vehicles start to take flight when they've tried to run them this fast without massive, massive spoilers, which creates downforce, which causes the vehicle to slow down. So it's like saying, well, we now build a car that's 350 miles an hour. You definitely need to buy this car in advance before we even test it and build it because we know to run 350 miles an hour. And we don't even know if it's safe, but we say it's safe because, well, we designed it on paper. This is what they did in this research study. They literally took children, they injected them with this shot three different times until they got their antibodies high enough. And then they said, well, their antibodies are at a certain level that we have now reached a threshold on. So it's safe and effective and it works. No long-term study of what happens when you inject six-month-olds. I mean, heck, the six-month-olds that were in the trial didn't even get past 8 months of age. They had over 17 known severe adverse events in the trial after they shaved off a huge portion of the children that got sick. And then here's the strange part. Here's the really weird part that I've been finding out now. Okay, so Pfizer reduced their dosage to 3 micrograms of three different shots of 3 micrograms apiece because they stated that the 10 microgram dosage around age 5 was causing severe fever. So they dropped it from 10 micrograms to 2 micrograms. Well, Moderna came in and they said, well, we're only doing 2 shots and they're going to be 25 micrograms each twice. And yet it's totally safe in 6 months-olds. Yet nobody even remotely discussed in the research study that 6 month-olds and 4-year-olds have a completely different developed immune system. 6 month-olds have a virtually non-existent immune system. 4-year-olds actually have a building, developing immune system. So you're saying that you're going to inject the same dosage into a 6-month-old baby as you are a 4-year-old, and you're going to have totally safe and effective results. And the research study that they came out with, this clinical trial, it's completely and totally unscientific. And then what they did in part of the end of the research study, in order to try to get the antibodies where they wanted, they injected the placebo group with the actual vaccine, which is it completely goes against scientific clinical research. Now you have no control group to base it on. So even if there were severe side effects, you're not going to have them different from each group because everybody got the shot. And then they were interviewing Moderna on this advisory panel that voted unanimously for the shot. And the Moderna rep comes in and goes, well, realistically, to get an idea of how it's actually going to work, we need real world trials. So we just need to see what happens when 20 million children get injected with it. You know, obviously these 1,800 kids are going to determine what the 20 million kids are going to have happen to them, kind of, sort of, maybe. We're going to kind of pretend it'll happen. So it's totally safe and effective now for a virus that's got a 99.9997% survival rate for this age group. So it's totally cool. We're going to roll it out. This advisory panel from the FDA is completely and totally insane, not to mention corrupt to the core, in my opinion. I think personally, this is one of the reasons why they released this whole thing with the Supreme Court with Roe versus Wade right now. The same time they did it right after the Senate passed this insane gun bill, along with Congress now going for it. And Roe versus Wade is now the only thing that anybody's talking about, when in reality, the Supreme Court said, dude, it's up to the state's rights, which it should have been from the very beginning. State wants to do it. Okay. State doesn't want to do it. Okay. It's not our place to say it's up to the states. Yet now people are literally burning cities down, burning buildings down, completely coming unglued and irate. When in reality, we need to be talking about, if you care about the children so much, why in the world we just had the FDA advisory panel approve a complete and total shoddy, botched clinical trial for less than 2 months on 1,800 kids, and emergency use authorization on RNA gene therapy to now be given to 20 million children across the country, if you supposedly care about children so much and you want to ban guns. But wait a minute, the week before that, they were saying that they want to make sure they have the right to kill children in the womb. But the next week, they're saying we need to be disarmed because it's all about the children in schools. Now they're mad again because we can't kill children at full-term abortions. Again, this is controlled theater. It's like the Bolsheviks in Russia. This is all it is in order to keep people focused on the distraction, like it's Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey circus, and not focus what's actually really going on behind the scenes. And in my opinion, this injection rolling out being used and authorized by the FDA is probably one of the worst human atrocities we've ever seen in the United States. And it's being done right in front of us. And a lot of parents are actually going for it. But I kind of wanted to just touch base on that briefly, Doug. And the fact that when you actually look at this clinical trial, it is so far-fetched and so far out from science. Nobody in their right mind that is actually truly in science, as a true scientist, would look at this and go, oh, this is totally okay and totally safe to roll out on 20 million children after 6 weeks of trials. Zero would say that unless they're being paid by the pharmaceutical drug industry that is rolling this out, that's going to make billions of dollars on it now.
All right. So here's my question, because I see this and I want to do bad things. Okay. Admittedly, I end up, seriously, I end up asking people very simply, what's wrong with you? And I see people who are celebrating the fact that they can get their infant this injection, all right? And when you begin to question why, and I've done this, I've had conversations with these people, and they've ended all badly, and I guess that would be my fault because I've ended them badly. They're unable to articulate the reasons aside from, well, I trust the science. What science are you trusting? Okay, because you just gave a very eloquent description of what these trials are. They're not trials. They're trying it on your kid. I mean, your child.
Experimentation at its finest example for the shortest period of time possible. This is literally virtually unheard of, Doug. You know, I'm a huge proponent of science. My bachelor's degree is in science. I've always been about science. I love chemistry. I love research. I love clinical trials. When I look through this, and I haven't even gotten through a bunch of it. It's 190 pages. I've been trying to go through troves of it and kind of understand part of it. Once you actually look at this and you start reading it and you go, even from a scientific research standpoint, you take a step back and go, they did experimental gene therapy for basically 2 months on young children and suddenly come out and say it's totally safe and effective when they didn't even look at what it was going to do in protecting or transmission. That was my biggest thing from this from the very beginning. What are we doing injecting children if it doesn't prevent transmission, if it doesn't prevent symptoms, if it doesn't prevent hospitalizations, if it doesn't prevent death? The only thing we're proving in a trial is that it increases antibodies for a very short period of time, by the way. And they even bring that up in another article I was talking about. They said, so the reality, what does this mean? Does this mean we're simply going to have to take booster shots every 2 to 3 months now for the rest of our foreseeable lives in order to maintain antibodies towards COVID? So every quarter, we're going to have to get another booster, another booster, another booster. And the doctor that I was talking about, Geert von Bosch, this is his quote that he said last year, and he's coming very accurate on this one with what we're seeing with these mutated variants. He said, vaccine deployment and this ongoing mass immunization campaign are highly likely to further enhance adaptive immune escape, as none of the current vaccines will prevent replication or transmission of the viral variants. And that's exactly what we're seeing now. These variants we're seeing, whether or not some people saying that they think they're brewing them up in a lab, quite frankly, in my opinion, when you take RNA gene therapy and you keep injecting it into a patient, a participant, which is every human being has now been on the planet that's gotten the shot, they're all participants in a giant, giant test, and you keep injecting them over and over and over and over and over again, you're going to start causing immune problems, and you're going to start causing massive mutations in any type of virus that they're exposed to in their body because you keep injecting them with this massive hyperimmune response, and then it drops off and their immune system goes to the floor. So they need another booster. And eventually what happens is it's like this gas brake effect. You keep punching the gas and punching the brake, punching the gas, punching the brake. Eventually the engine and the brakes are shot. And that's what's happening to the immune system of a lot of these people. That's why so many people are getting sick with minor incidences, minor bacterial, minor viral infections, and they're being hospitalized now. And of course, everything's COVID. Doesn't matter what it is again. It's occurring. I'm getting emails from people all over the country now. People are coming in now with symptoms of this, symptoms of that. Oh, it's COVID. You got COVID again. You've got COVID again. Like Bobblehead Fauci. Did you see his? He's now saying that he had severe symptoms from this COVID attack that he got. He caught COVID super bad, and he had to go on the Prolavid from Pfizer, the pills, in order to fight off COVID. Well, whether or not he's lying or whether or not he's telling the truth, my entire premise that I came about that when I had a conversation with someone the other day, I said, this proves single-handedly the man behind the science is telling you right now that the shot absolutely does not work whatsoever in preventing you from getting the infection or preventing transmission or preventing you from having symptoms, which means right there, why on God's green, beautiful earth would you inject yourself with this compound if they're blatantly telling you it does not work at all for COVID? $1 million question.
You know, Fauci, that would have been some incredible... I don't want to use the word karma, but you know, it would be incredible to see him expire due to COVID or the coronavirus SARS-CoV-2, given the fact that he was instrumental in the gain of function research, which we all know, the fact that he underwritten and also facilitated, while the United States didn't allow it, this gain-of-function research, which weaponized the SARS-CoV-2 in China by way of University of Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Let's not forget that, as well as Ralph Baric the other guy out there in the UK. All right, but having said all of that, get RFK's book, by the way, RFK Jr.'s book about this, The Real Dr. Fauci, because you will learn a lot. But here's this guy, supposedly got the jabs. Now, what's your over and under on this? If you are Fauci, knowing what you know, if you are Fauci, and thank goodness you're not.
Thank goodness.
would you take the jab? Would you say, yeah, come on, jab me? Would you think
this man is as quick as he is to sidestep questions and not answer the actual truth of what's going on? If this man has any aspect of IQ points as he acts like he does and the ability to side skirt stuff, I do not think, in my personal opinion, for one second, this man has had any of the injections. That's my personal opinion. This is why, if you watch the interview with Rand Paul and Fauci, I think a week and a half ago on Skype, because Fauci allegedly has COVID, he can't come to the hearings, so he's on Skype. Rand Paul brings up exactly what I said. He asked Fauci point blank, in these children's clinical trials for a whopping 2 months, are there any clinical data or any research that shows these shots are preventing transmission or hospitalization or deaths in young children? And Fauci completely sidesteps. And then finally, Rand Paul forces him to answer. And he goes, well, no, not at this time. We showed that they have an antibody response that right. In theory is going to prevent them from being able to contract it, or they'll have a very, very mild symptoms. And Rand Paul blatantly, eloquently, sarcastically says, okay, so if that's the science we're following, wouldn't it make sense that we get 10 boosters, 50 boosters? Yeah, we'll get a booster a week. Everybody get their shot every week. Just get your booster. And, you know, and Fauci gets all mad and flustered like he always does when Rand Paul actually calls him out. And again, this is what we're seeing. I don't think Fauci for 1 second has gotten the shot. Now, he may have gotten sick from something. I don't know. I'm not saying the man didn't get sick. But what I am saying is I don't believe for 1 second he got injected with the sludge because he knows what it's going to do. And this is why I personally think these BA4, BA5 variants that they're claiming now in Portugal and South Africa and other countries in Europe now, they're starting to see a huge uptick in hospitalizations. And a majority of the research that I've looked at, that's just the research that I've been looking at, it's almost primarily all in individuals who have been vaccinated. The large percentage of people that are natural purebloods that haven't been injected with the spike protein over and over and over again, we're not seeing it. Now, you may get sick. I'm not saying you're not going to get sick. This is why I've constantly told people, hammer the vitamin C and the D3 with the zinc, with the quercetin or vitamin C. This is the protocol that I've lived by for the last 2.5 years, and it's worked incredibly well for thousands and thousands of people that I've worked directly with and talked to and emailed and conversed with and come into the office with. And the reason why I tell people that is, imagine that. You're giving your body the raw ingredients in order to fight off viral infections that your body is going to get, and your body has the raw ingredients. Why are you going to keep it getting injected with an RNA gene therapy that you know now from the VAERS adverse event report that we've seen millions now of adverse events, millions of adverse events, and tens of thousands of deaths related to this shot? And that's just what's being reported on the VAERS reporting system, just on the VAERS. They say about 1% gets reported. Why in the world would you take a risk now knowing what you know, even if you've made the mistake before? Why would you keep getting the shot? And the answer is anybody that's brilliant is not going to do it. That's why I've been working with a lot of people now that have forgotten that we're, you know, kind of forced to get the shot for businesses and stuff. And they called me up and they said, dude, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm done. You know, this thing's over with. The whole sham is awakened now. Everybody knows what's happening. I said, okay, hit the N-acetylcysteine. It's a glutathione precursor. Hit the GHI cleanse. Hit the CoQ10. Hit the vitamin E. Hit the GHI cleanse every single day. Hit the N-acetyl-C every single day. And I said, let your body naturally detox. And so far, I've seen a lot of people that have been getting really healthy responses that have gotten the shot with side effects, and they're able to detox their body out of this. Your body's very resilient. But you can't keep subjecting it to this stuff over and over and over and over again and start it not expecting to get the same results that you're seeing. Keep your body strong. Keep your immune system strong. Continue to get the truth out there, Doug, because there is so much propaganda that is being spewed. I saw an article earlier where bumbling buffoon Biden was doing a speech, and he got up there and he said, the reason why we have high gas prices and high food prices, it's Russia's fault.
Yeah.
Russia. Kept saying over and over again. And I'm like, reminded me of Joseph Goebbels. And I thought to myself, I pulled up the quote because I was like, you know what? What's
or Jan from the Brady Bunch. Marsha.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It said in there, in the Joseph Goebbels direct quote, who is a godfather of Nazi propaganda, said, if you tell a lie big enough and you keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. The lie can be maintained only for such a time as the state can shield the people from the political, economical, and military consequences of the lie. It thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all of its power to repress dissent, for the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie, and thus by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state. That was a direct quote from Joseph Goebbels, who is the godfather of propaganda. Now you think about what he said there. Essentially is, you have to make the lie big enough. You have to tell it long enough. You can only keep up the lie as long as you can keep the truth suppressed. Because once the truth comes out, the lie is over with. Once people realize they've been lied to and the truth comes to light. This is exactly what we're seeing right now. The propaganda is in full-fledged, violent fight mode right now. They're doing everything they can. I posted that quote on Breitbart's social media on Instagram earlier today. Instagram blocked me and took that quote down. And they said that it violated the Community Violation Act because I was promoting violence or promoting violent groups.
Yeah, literally. You ain't seen violence yet, but go on.
Yeah. No, and that's exactly what you're saying. We're very peaceful right now, Doug.
You know, and that's peaceful. Yeah. And okay, so wow. It just hurts my head to think, okay, there's so many people are wrapped up in social media, and it hurts my head to think that they're still there. Even some reasonable, well grounded people. Okay. But that aside, you know, what I saw this week when I was in DC, I saw people driving in their vehicle, you know, a great number of people actually driving in their vehicle or riding the metro or whatever, but specifically their vehicle with a mask on. They're the only ones there. All right. I passed by a person who was actually wearing, it looked like a recycling leaf bag over their clothes with gloves and a mask. I don't know what that was about. Maybe they're immunocompromised. I don't know. What do I know? But, you know, I guess my question, so the lie runs so deep. And that Goebbels quote that you referenced, okay, so this has been, how can I even put this? They broke America. When I say they, I'm talking about the Faucis and the unelected bureaucrats. They broke this country. The number of businesses between where I sit right now in Washington, D.C., that are closed down, that are shuttered, if not burnt down. Out of business, you know, just like ghost towns everywhere. It's a sin. And why do these people still believe any of this? Just like the J6, and I want to move to the J6 hearing just briefly. Okay, where you had this Cassidy Hutchinson, in my particular opinion, I have to say that because, you know, I don't want to, anyway, is a liar. Not just a liar, but a contemptible, damnable liar. Because, yeah, at worst, and at best, she's responsible for providing hearsay evidence. I mean, what the hell is going on? And why aren't people saying, wait a minute, enough is enough, and not necessarily taking up arms, but at least showing they're baring their teeth, shall we say? Why aren't people doing that?
No, I completely understand everything. I called it out on our show yesterday. I said the whole January 6th hearing is a total, complete, blatant lie. It's a flagrant lie. Everything about it is a lie. They're trying to take a protest that in small pockets became overly aggressive and patriots died, you know, shot in the face. And they're sitting here saying that basically anybody now that questions a stolen election, anybody that questions the narrative, anybody that does not go along with the mainstream administration propaganda, you essentially are a January 6th sympathizer and you're a terrorist. I saw an article now that was earlier and it was talking about, I don't know if you covered this the other day yet, and it was talking about the electronic surveillance unit, the special electronic surveillance unit of plainclothes feds that were embedded in the January 6th protest. Did you see this yet?
You know what? Let's talk about that. I didn't. I was told about this, as I was told too. And I'll just mention this. You know, keep this up. Essentially, keep this up. Keep what you're doing up. You won't be able to buy a gun, and pretty soon you won't be able to shop because you won't have any money to shop because your money will be gone. And even if you had money, you won't be able to use it because we'll have control over it. That's the message I got. But let's talk about that because I really want to hear about that. Go ahead.
No, you're exactly right. I've been hearing the same stuff. Even on our show, you know, we're not mainstream with anything. And I've already had a few people that I know that, you know, are strong patriots. And they told me, they said, listen, dude, they said, a lot of this stuff you guys are talking about with these shots, a lot of the stuff you're digging into, a lot of the stuff you're exposing January 6th, same thing with Hagman. They said, you guys are painting a really big target out there. And I told them, I said, as much as, you know, that sucks, I said, I can't sit back with truthful information and not give it to the listeners and not let them make their own mind. The whole point, Doug, the whole point of a constitutional republic is the ability to have the truth spoken freely and you make your own decision and your own opinion. It's okay if you don't agree. It's okay if you disagree. It's okay if you completely go a different direction. That is your right. But everybody has a right to have their voice heard and speak the truth and make their own decision. Doesn't mean it's going to be right. Doesn't mean it's going to be wrong. But everybody has that right. And we're seeing this now, this slow push to self-censorship over the last 10 years to where, well, you can't say this. You can't say that because, you know, well, you're just not allowed to say it. You're not allowed to call a grown man that's walking around in a dress, a cross-dressing pervert, while he tries to expose his genitalia riding a bicycle to a child walking down the street in Los Angeles. You can't say that. You can't call him that, Austin. You'll offend him. You've got to let him expose himself to your children because he's just expressing his identity of being a pedophile. There's nothing wrong with that. My answer to that is, if I see you on the street and you attempt to do that in front of my children, you are going to be knocked unconscious. Any other normal place in America where patriots run, that is going to be child endangerment. That's going to be gross exposure to a minor. That's going to be a decent exposure in public. There's all kinds of different laws against that. But yet you have these areas now that are becoming so perverted, this is becoming normal. Yet you can't talk about it. But what I was getting back to, the article that I was bringing up, a former prosecutor and three-term district judge, Representative Louie Gohmert, Representative Republican out of Texas, told the Epoch Times, he said, if you're going to have electronic surveillance of people, there have to be warrants. And on June 20th now, last week, there's evidence showing plainclothes FBI and DHS members of the Special Electronic Surveillance Unit were embedded among the January 6th protesters at the very beginning for the sole purpose of conducting video surveillance. And Judge went on to say, he goes, we can't just have secret units doing secret surveillance of people that have committed no crime with no probable cause of a crime, just getting blanket surveillance. And he went on to detail stating the Special Operations Division is part of the United States Secret Service, which falls under Homeland Security under the heading of Special Operations Division Deployment Requirements and goes into this Special Electronic Surveillance Unit. I never even knew they had these units. And again, there's probably a lot of stuff I don't know. Then apparently these were Fed boys from the DHS that were in plain clothes, normal attire to meet the day. They were walking around with cameras and microphones, recording everybody in the protest, following them into the Capitol, following them around everywhere they went, and recording everything they did. This is how they got so much surveillance footage of people that simply stepped foot in a door sill and stepped back out and ran out when, I stepped in the Capitol, and all of a sudden they have an FBI SWAT team kicking in their door at 3 a.m., arresting them for trespassing and extraditing them back to Washington, D.C. to go get held on a black site with no pretrial release and told, bang, we'll simply let you know when your time in court is maybe sometime next year. Until then, you don't exist because we're charging you with misdemeanor trespassing. This is what happened. This is what this judge was talking about. And I've been going into more research. I just got the information today. I was going over it. And I thought to myself, how far have we fallen in this country? Meaning they had FBI and DHS agents from the very beginning planning to do full-blown video and audio surveillance on the people that were simply protesting a stolen election. We already knew that there were FBI plainclothes in there that were actually starting to cause problems, and there were instigators, and then there were co-conspirators that weren't indicted, that simply weren't being charged with anything because they were essentially FBI rats that were with these groups that were snitching on everybody. Well, let's a step further now. We don't just have FBI snitches. We actually have Fed agents walking around with cameras recording protesters for the sole purpose of building an investigation before anything actually happened, Doug. This is pre-crime security, pre-crime minority report right in front of our eyes. And yet, dude, you can't talk about this, bro. You can't bring this topic up. This is not okay. Stuff's going to start happening if you bring this up. My answer is, dude, I'm going to bring it up, and I'm continuing to talk about it as long as I can physically do so with voice in my breath, because no American has the right to be deprived of what's knowingly going on in our government right now, whether it be the FDA with these shots, whether it be with Homeland Security, with their electronic surveillance unit monitoring protesters while they walk around, or whether it is the bumbling buffoon White House administration that's intentionally shorting the market on fuel and allowing groups like BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard to go in and short the market, drive the price up. The speculators are increasingly causing the prices to go through the roof on fuel. They're shutting down. They're using the EPA as their own enforcement agency to go in and shut down these refineries because they can't meet the new qualifications of the Green Deal. I don't know if you saw this earlier as well. This is big deal. The Supreme Court ruled yesterday on Thursday on a high-profile case centered on the EPA's ability to regulate greenhouse gas emissions. And he stated, this was Chief Justice John Roberts, the Congress did not grant EPA in Section 11D of the Clean Air Act the authority to devise emission caps based on the generation of shifting approach the agency took in the Clean Power Plan. Putting a transition to a cleaner renewable source of energy, Roberts writes, goes beyond what Congress intended when it gave the EPA the authority to regulate air pollutants. Boom! This is exactly what I've been saying for the last decade. The EPA has gone on its own rogue task force to go in and start saying, well, we deem that this has to be followed now because we're putting in a renewable clean air idea that everybody has to follow. The EPA only has the authority to enforce laws that are on the books that Congress has enacted. The same thing ATF is there to do. It is illegal as they are. That is the scope of their grouping. All they can do. The EPA has taken it upon themselves now to further their agenda and say, well, you have to meet these requirements now. You have to meet these requirements of this new agenda. Oh, you have to meet the Clean Powers Act now. You have to meet this agenda. None of this stuff, majority stuff, was ever ratified by Congress. The EPA has taken it upon themselves to go and do this, and now the Supreme Court has ruled against them, which is huge because the EPA has virtually been unstoppable for the last 10 years. They've been on a complete and total just level of crusade on a level I've never witnessed before with an agency. And now the Supreme Court finally put a muzzle on them. I hope this escalates and the EPA gets zip tied up so they can't keep doing this and ruining our infrastructure and our power systems and preventing Americans from having renewable energy, which we currently have right now, and sustainable energy, which we currently have right now, at a realistic cost. They are one of the primary reasons why you've seen the prices of so much energy go through the roof over the last year and a half, because essentially the Biden administration has given them a green light to have no oversight, and the EPA can go in and say, well, we deem your refinery doesn't meet our regulation standards now. You have to bring it up to standards. And the refinery goes, dude, that's going to be $100 million to bring this refinery up to your new standards. Okay, shut it down. You're done. So I wanted to bring that up, Doug, because we have to continue to get the truth out there with what's going on, because we literally are dealing now with a completely and totally rogue government that has no ability to maintain its own checks and balances that were put there by our founding fathers with the purpose of what happened with Independence Day, because they did not want to see what happened to England happen to the United States that has already now currently happened to the United States and what they wanted to prevent. But it's happened.
No, you're 100% right. And with respect to the Supreme Court EPA ruling, I'm not sure many people understand that, but that was West Virginia West Virginia versus EPA. And it stems from a petition, if I'm correct on this, from a mix of coal producing states, which gathered, like you described, and coal companies. The Clean Air Act is kind of at the epicenter of this. One of the nation's most influential environmental laws, striking that down. But what, in my view, I don't think the Supreme Court, I'm not a lawyer, but they didn't go far enough, because the EPA is acting right now. If you read that opinion, you would consider the EPA more of a consultant to the federal government as part of the cabinetry of the government. So therefore it should be declared unconstitutional and they should be just disbanded. But then that's just me. Yeah. You know, so it's section 111D of the Clean Air Act, which I believe you mentioned, but the bottom line is this, this country has been broken by these globalist elitists, and we really have to either take our country back now or allow our children to curse us for not doing so when they have to take the country back. You're listening to Austin Brewer, healthmasters.com, folks, healthmasters.com. You got to go there. You got to order their nutritional supplements. And the reason I say this is because, to me, this is the only option you have to really fight off whatever bug, germ, pox is out there. And the immune support system, I'm going to tell you what, it is good stuff. That and their daily nutritional supplementation, as well as very specific nutritional supplements. Go to healthmasters.com. The coupon code now, pay attention. It's Doug10 for 10% off through the Independence Day, American Independence Day. That would be July 4th, 2022. That's Doug, D-O-U-G-10. And I thank them for using that code and make me proud. Okay. Let them know you heard it here. And Doug10 is the code. So that's a good thing. Austin, we have, let me see, about 20 minutes left. We can go anywhere that you want to take us, anywhere. So take us.
There's a couple things that have been happening over in California the last couple days that have been very, very troubling. One of those, which I'm sure you talked about, was the trove of firearm owners and their permits that was allegedly released by the Department of Justice, accidentally leaked.
Yeah, accidentally, which, on purpose. Bullshit. I mean,
yeah, exactly. And I talked about it on our show yesterday in great detail on the reasoning why I have been so diametrically opposed to the state or the country or the Fed having a registry gun database. And this is what they talk about. We got to end the gun show loophole. We have to have comprehensive background checks. That's not what they're saying. What they're saying is we want to have a full list of gun owners with all their firearms registered so we know exactly what they own, where they own it, where they keep it. So anytime that we want to ban it, we're simply going to ban it. Rhode Island governor just came out yesterday or 2 days ago and stated that he is now banning all magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. All magazines. If you have a magazine that holds more than 10 rounds, it is now going to be a felony in 6 months. You have 6 months to get rid of it. Now, it's interesting. I told one of my buddies, who's a big gun enthusiast, I said, do you know how asinine this is from a safety standpoint? I said, so if your magazine holds 10 rounds, but, you know, you can fit 11 in it, you're now a felon. Oh, now somehow the 10 rounds only prevents you from not doing any damage. If you have a 15-round mag or 20-round mag, suddenly you could do so much damage with that gun, which is complete and total lunacy. And I said, this always goes the same way. It's incremental baby step gun restrictions over and over and over and over again. They do a little bit, little bit, little bit, take a step back, little bit, little bit, little bit, take a step back until you reach a point to where the generations wake up and they go, man, I got to get permission to go buy an over and under shotgun. And it's got to be disassembled in my safe and registered. And I have to basically carry my permit with me if I want to take it back and forth to the skeet shooting range. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's England. Yeah, that's what happens when you allow these things to occur. And then at the same time, you see California is now at a record high crime in West Los Angeles. The city commissioners have now voted that they will now be removing 5 sheriff officers from the payroll. They're going to swell out 2 of them, then 3 more over the next couple of months from West Hollywood Sheriff's Department, because they said, we feel that it will be better allocated if we provide finances for providing unarmed security ambassadors. That's right. So when you're in West Hollywood and you get accosted by a tweaker on crystal meth and he tries to rob you, yell for your unarmed security ambassador to call you, and they'll bring their rape whistle over and they'll say, no, meth head, no, that's bad. That's a bad meth head. You can't rob people. You can't knife him with a box cutter, meth head. You have to stop this. I'll blow my whistle again. This is literally what they're planning on doing in West Hollywood. At the height of some of the worst crime they've ever had in that city, they're removing the sheriff's department and putting in unarmed security ambassadors with whistles.
Okay. How would you like to have that job?
Okay. Oh yeah, sign me up.
Yeah, pick me. I'll do that, and then you go out and you You know, I don't know how many people have seen people really hyped up on things like PCP and just gonzo. Okay, just absolutely gonzo with weapons. I mean, I remember standing it was a service station. I'm not going to give any more information now because it was close to 40 years ago. And I watched this guy hopped up on, my goodness, just an array of pharmaceuticals, I'll say. And he had a razor blade in his hand. And it was a very sharp razor blade. And I stood there and I watched him, my partner and I did, watched him cut his wrists. And I'm talking about some arterial cuts. And my partner said, "We got to stop him." I said, "Nah, just let him bleed out. He falls, and then we'll go, stop the arterial bleeding." But this, yeah. So I guess my point is this: some of the Hollywood celebrities go ahead and apply for those jobs because I can't wait to see what happens. I really think that that's a great idea. I hope every leftist, liberal, lunatic applies for those jobs, gets them, and goes out on the worst of the worst calls. And God help the citizens of that community. What you have voted in, you will reap the... Oh, my gosh. Okay, go ahead. That's amazing.
That's exactly right. And I talked to one of my buddies the other night who works with Sheriff's Department. He's SWAT team leader. And I asked him, I said... And he was telling me absolutely how, he was laughing hysterically when he heard this. He was like, "Oh, that's going to be fantastic. I'm sure that's going to be a great job to have over there." And I said, what is the best thing to handle this right now? If, you were in that position or you're a sheriff over there?" He said, "Leave, retire, resign immediately, get out of that state." And I said, "What do you mean?" I said, "What if you're, there and you're solidified? It doesn't matter." He said, "Move to Nevada, move to somewhere else." He said, "If they are removing the sheriff's department in one of the most drug-induced, crime-ridden areas of California, and they're bringing in rape whistleblowers," he said, "you are about to see violence and crime in that city unlike anything, like biblical proportions you're going to see." He said, "It's going to be horrific. The violence and robberies you're going to start seeing and violent attacks." And he said, "What's going to happen is, as soon as this sheriff's department that's already getting cut down to the bone now with hardly any patrol officers," he said, "once these officers get involved in an engagement and they call for backup, and backup's 30 minutes away because there's only two officers on patrol right now because they've cut the staffing," he said, "if they make it out of this alive, they're going to retire." He said, "Get it before the ball drops," essentially. He said, "I would recommend anybody that's in law enforcement move out of that state and let that hellhole implode on itself." He said, "They want this, they can have it." And I thought to myself, wow, so that's pretty rough. And he goes, "Dude, it's survival of the fittest. If you want to be in that realm and you want to live there and you want to enjoy that type of debauchery and that sin-filled city and you think it's going to be okay," he said, "more power to you." He goes, "But you can see the writing on the wall where it's going." And then take it a step further, Gavin Newsom, the governor nuisance, they call him over there. They are now stating that California will be the first state in the nation to offer taxpayer-funded free health insurance to all 4.5 million illegal aliens that are there in the sanctuary state. Meaning now there's going to be almost $3 billion additional dollars in taxpayer funds that are going to be used to give all illegal aliens fully subsidized health care so they can live there for free, get free money, free healthcare, free housing, free cell phones, free transportation, free everything. And so that in and of itself is going to cause a mass migration into the state from Mexico and others now. That now these guys know you can literally go there illegally, apply and get free healthcare. It's a sanctuary state. You literally can walk across the border, be a Mexico resident, walk into California, walk into the health department, say, hi, my name's Jose. I need free medical care." And they'll go, "Sure, we got you covered, bud. Go ahead and sign up right here. If you can't write, just put your sign down or your phone number and we'll contact you on your Obama phone and we'll let you know when you can come in. You'll get free taxpayer-funded health care as long as you stay in California." You think the crime is bad? You think the illegal immigration is bad? Cut the sheriffs off, cut the police department's funding, and now give every illegal and their mom free health care. That state, in my opinion, is a completely failed state. Now, I thought about it earlier, Doug. Now, communists are fantastic at ruining their own settlements. They're great at doing that.
Yep.
What do you think the overall goal is? Because obviously you can see this now. This is a full-blown collapse of California. This is only going to end one way. Do you think they're doing this to try to make California so horrific that China can come in and buy it up for the debt or pennies on the dollar or some reason? What do you think? Because, I mean, even communists, as stupid as they are and as much as they like to control stuff, even to them, this seems a bit far-fetched to anybody and their mom that understands crime statistics, healthcare, finances, budgetary expenses. Anybody and their father, brother, mom, son, daughter can figure out this is going to go absolute exponential failure. Why would they go this far in trying to collapse the state?
Because they can. Because no one is putting up a... But you know, I was thinking about that too, because I heard that yesterday or today, I don't know. And I was thinking about this. So what you have, and folks, think about this. You've got taxpayer money, your tax dollars, supporting something that is, it's illegal, supporting illegal aliens. So does that give you standing for a lawsuit? Think about that for a second. I'm just wondering about this. Could there be a lawsuit that would this make refusing to pay taxes in California a viable, constitutionally sound response? I guess is my question.
Yeah.
You know, but then back to your question, I think. Look, whatever happens in California from this Newsom character and every. It's just not Newsom. It's all of these mayors and county people and even school boards out there. They've all, man, I don't know what they're taking, but whatever they're taking, good night. I don't know how to answer your question, except because they can and no one says, no, this is not going to, we're not going to do this. You elect these numbnuts, these morons, and this is what you get. So I don't know. It's a long way from Reagan as governor, that's for sure. But
And I mean, you know, I thought about it because I know that Governor Newsom is very closely tied in with the Chinese government.
Yep.
We saw that with the kickbacks he was getting during COVID for a lot of the personal protection equipment with the mask and stuff like that and the funds that he was doing. And I thought to myself, this is just me theorizing. If you wanted to take over a state, we know China has bought in vast, vast portions of real estate. So it's like a certain point in time, there has to be an end means to collapse in California, which is what they're doing right now. Would it be the easiest way to collapse it into a violent, poverty-ridden nightmare so then you can come in with some type of United Nations troops, sweep out everybody and just disappear everybody because China's really good at doing that. Yep. And they can very easily Chinese troops could very easily put on UN helmets and then walk into California, pull, you know, about 4, 5, 6 million people and just disappear them. China's not adverse to doing that at all. They love human trafficking and love organ trafficking. And then all of a sudden come in and say, okay, well, we're buying up California for the debt. It's going to secede from the United States. And it's because there are talks about that, making California its own little country and China was funding it. So I don't know, but I thought this is a funny one that I just saw yesterday now, just to tie into California. California now is saying they're going to give 23 million residents inflation relief checks now up to $350 per person. So the 14.2 million taxpayers in tier one that make between $75,000 and $150,000 jointly, they'll get a whopping $350 checks per individuals. Which, by the way, right now will barely fill up a tank of diesel fuel in a full-size pickup truck in California. You're going to get your $350 check. Now, here's the funny part about this when it comes to actual numbers. People ran numbers. I'm big on numbers. The state income tax for California in the tax bracket of $61,000 to $312,000 a year is 9.3% with a $2,695 on top of it from the previous taxes you owe. So if you make $75,000 a year, you pay to California, not IRS, you pay to California $9,670 per year if you make $75,000 a year. So right off the cut, you're only bringing home $65,000 out of your $75,000 that goes straight to the state. So the state has been so generous, Doug, so generous, that $9,600 you gave them, they're going to give you $350 back because, you know, it's the inflation relief check. They're gonna help you out with that. And I just started laughing to myself when I didn't think California's government could become any more arrogant or any more disrespectful. They go and completely redeem themselves and do something so insulting and give people a $350 refund check back so they can help out fight inflation. And I couldn't hold it together when I read that.
You know, on par with the rest of the world, and I don't know how many people know this, but California is the world's sixth largest economy. Now think about that. So, it's also billions of dollars in debt. So it's interesting they would do all of this. So going back to your original question, it could very well be they can collapse the economy, collapse the system, be a hindrance to the United States and drag the United States down too. Through this mismanagement and through this other, these other
could things. Be the first domino.
Yeah. Could very well be
first domino. Yeah.
It's not a bug, it's a feature. That's kind of what I'm thinking. Austin Brower, healthmasters.com, folks. Doug 10, D-O-U-G, and the number 10. Hey, 10% off, you can't beat that, even with the purple stick, okay? So Doug 10 is the coupon code, healthmasters.com. That's where to go. Bookmark that website, and as a matter of fact, as soon as in the next few minutes when this program's over, go there. Open up a tab right now and go there now and get prepared. And make sure you stock up because you know what? Hey, I don't know if you're going to have diesel to run up the products to get the products to you. Who knows? Maybe Health Masters will have to use like these electric vehicles I don't know, but probably not. But look, folks, healthmasters.com, Doug 10 is the coupon code. You know the drill. Get on it right now. All right, so we got about 3 minutes left of the show. Your closing wisdom remarks, anything, everything.
I think that everybody needs to be very situationally aware right now. I think that the large portion of civilized society is going to start collapsing, my opinion. We're already seeing this in California, in Portland, in Seattle, other really failed cities where the Democrats have come in and pushed the communist regime. That's why I've encouraged people, make sure you're staying physically fit. Make sure you're learning how to defend yourself. Make sure you're taking classes if you need to do so. Make sure you're carrying a firearm if you can legally do so and know how to defend yourself. And on top of that, keep your immune system bolstered up. And I'm not just saying that as, you know, oh, you need to get this. I encourage people to get the highest quality supplements that I have. I do. But at the very end of the day, do the best you can with what you have. That's why I'm doing the coupon code right now. If you just want to get one product like the Ultimate Multiple, get something, but keep your immune system strong. Biden doesn't ever say much of anything that's the same, but he was very clear 2 weeks ago when he said, we're going to have a second pandemic. We're going to have another pandemic, guys. You guys need to be ready for it. I don't think that was accidental. I think he kind of let that out on purpose, but kind of slipped it at the same time. There's something brewing right now. There's a reason why they're pushing these shots in young children. The young children were pretty much going to be the final true herd immunity from a natural approach of building their immune system when they got exposed and having natural antibodies. That's going to be gone now, and a large portion of the children that their parents subjected them this to. There is absolutely no telling what's going to start happening with society when it comes to the immune system and hospitalizations and health over the next couple months with this massive mutation we keep seeing from these different variants, from the repeated injections of this RNA gene therapy. Because remember, they only did 3 months of clinical trials for these shots before they rolled them out for adults. There is no long-term data, safety data, viability data with these injections. So be prepared for anything. And I personally think they're going to brew something up for the fall midterms to try to get people from being able to go out. That's just my opinion. Keep your immune system strong. The vitamin C, the D3, the zinc, it's all on the website if you need it. Big sale this weekend. Doug 10, 10% off all regular price products. Be sure to check it out and keep your body and your mind and your soul strong, Doug.
And with that, you've taken us right to the end of the program. I appreciate you. I appreciate what you and your family do for us and for all of America with respect to your products, fine products. And also make sure you listen to Ted and Austin Brower Show Monday through Friday and once on Sunday. That's for sure. Austin, God bless you. Thank you. And have a very happy Independence Day. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you, my friend. Y'all too.
All right. Remember, folks, Doug10, D-O-U-G-10 at healthmasters.com. New code, 10% off. You can't beat that. All right. Watch HagmanReport.com for reports this weekend as needed. What's that? Oh, because of the holiday, we're going to move Patreon to a week from Sunday because of the holiday. Okay. All right. Good night, everyone.